If Foucault dies out in a generation, but Yahweh endures forever, is the best explanation that human brains are hardwired wrong, or should we look for another? To see where adaptationism can lead, consider, for example, the views of Caspar Salling and Eckhart Voland, who explain in Neuroendocrinology Letters, 2002, that they understand mysticism as follows. Intuitive ontologies are the basis for mystical experiences. Usually they serve to classify reality into animate and inanimate objects, animals or plants, for example. For a variety of psychological reasons, supernatural experiences result from a mixture of different ontological categories. We feel it appears to be justified to attribute to religiosity the evolutionary status of an adaptation. As if mystics have been much concerned to distinguish between animals and plants. Factual versus practical reasoning. Adaptation is the gold standard against which rationality must be judged, along with all other forms of thought. Biologist and anthropologist David Sloan Wilson. David Sloan Wilson, a biologist and anthropologist, has come up with a slightly different approach. He does not argue that humans are somehow hardwired to accept a wrong view of reality. His argument is more sophisticated. In Darwin's Cathedral, 2002, he distinguishes between two types of reason: factual, based on literal correspondence, and practical, based on behavioral adaptedness. Religious beliefs, Wilson tells us, are not factually reasonable, but they are practically reasonable. That is, they help us get on in life. Therefore, it is not unreasonable to believe them. Indeed, he says, an atheist historian who understood the real life of Jesus, but whose own life was a mess as a result of his beliefs, would be factually attached to and practically detached from reality. But the distinction we are asked to make between factual and practical realism comes at a high price. Rationality is not as valuable as we thought. Rationality, D.S. Wilson insists, is not the gold standard against which all other forms of thought are to be judged. But where does that leave science? Wilson defends science as follows. Science is unique in only one respect: its explicit commitment to factual realism.